On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Dr. Danny Huerta joins us from Focus on the Family. We're going to talk about raising kids who stand for truth. And well, first of all, Dr. Huerta, thank you for taking the time. Danny, always appreciate catching up with the work that you do at Focus on the Family and topics like this. Very important. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor to be with you today.
Well, in the 10 or 15 minutes that we have, you know, we want to kind of look at the culture that we're living in and, you know, and actually, before we came on, I mentioned how well I think that the Truth Rising documentary, really connects with some of what we're going to talk about today, but standing up for the truth. And if people haven't found that yet, I'd encourage them to go to, truthrising.com. You can watch the 90-minute documentary with Oz Guinness and John Stonestreet. And then there's a 4-week study to follow. And whether you're doing it individually or with a family or with a group, a church, I encourage you to walk through that. KLYT invited some listeners to do it. And last week we went through week three of the study. There's one more week. And if you haven't made it to any of those, you're welcome to join us at Calvary Church Albuquerque next Monday night at 6 o'clock to wrap that up. And, you know, I would encourage you maybe before that to watch the documentary. And regardless of where you are with it, it's always good conversation. Danny, I do think there's a good connection to that and what we're going to be covering today.
Yes. And it's absolutely free, which is, even better.
Yeah. You don't have right. To, free.
It's just your
free
yeah,
50
you're
free
is time.
a good price.
Yeah. Free is a good price. That's right. And, our pastor's doing, well, actually pastors across the country are creatively going through Truth Rising. And that was the intent of this content, was to have pastors show it, or small groups or co-ops if you're in the homeschool area, and schools are even showing it, and they're getting creative. They're doing the 4-part study, but then digging even deeper into the concepts that are brought up through Truth Rising. And that's just an exciting thing to see as people customize it to the people in the church, the school, anywhere they're at. And it's really about talking with our groups and our families about what it means to stand for what we believe with grace, humility, and love for the other.
Yeah, and you know, as we look at the culture that we're living in, you know, becoming increasingly difficult,
yes,
to stand up for the truth, is really hostilities toward faith and the idea of that absolute truth. Yeah, it just continues to grow. I keep bringing Charlie Kirk back into the conversation because, you know, I didn't watch a lot of Charlie before his death, or I should say before he graduated to heaven. But when I went back and watched, I was like, you know, he's just, he's not ruffled. And part of the reason for that, it could have been his own personality, but I really believe a big part of not being ruffled when having these conversations on the topic of on truth is that, you know, if you know the truth and you stand on the truth, and it's, you know, it's my truth because I've accepted it from God. It's His truth that the argument that anyone's going to have against truth isn't with me. And Charlie in his conversations made that clear. Look, your argument isn't with me. If you're upset, it's truth found in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And if that's not their standard, obviously there's going to be some issues. But let's talk about parenting and wanting to raise kids who stand strong against the culture we're talking about. Yes. Dr. Huerta, is being a Christian offensive? Should it be?
It will be. Yeah. I mean, that's just the reality of how it's presented. I mean, if you look at First Peter, it talks about that Christ is going to be, the cornerstone, but the builders rejected, right? The stone that the builders rejected, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to others. And naturally, when Jesus, the kindest, most loving, compassionate man, stepped on this earth, the way that ended was with him being crucified on the cross, people yelling for his death. And it shows that there is there's truly a spiritual warfare, something that in our minds just does not make any logical sense. But within a spiritual context, it makes perfect sense that there is an opposition towards kindness, compassion, loving kindness, gentleness, all the fruit of the spirit, really, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I mean, all the goodness, there's an opposition to that. And we see that in movies, right? The good and the bad. It's been throughout history. And what I would say to just parents, as you're thinking about Charlie Kirk and his life and the way he stood so confidently at such a young age, he was rare. He was rare the way that he was able to articulate his thoughts, the way that he was able to stand confidently and not really care that much about what people thought of him. He was a rare guy in that he had gotten to that place. With our kids at each age and stage of their development, we can build some things intentionally that will help them stand for truth. Maybe not exactly. I mean, we can't duplicate a Charlie Kirk. He was one of a kind. He was created on purpose and with purpose for the purpose he fulfilled. And each of our kids will fulfill their purpose within the professions, within their relationships that they have, with their family that they get to guide and lead, and their friendships that they get to be a part of. And that's the goal. It's to build inside of our kids minds that are prepared for action and are sober-minded, as it talks about also in 1 Peter, that they're able to respond instead of react to what's around them. So Steve, I've put together just through my practice with parents and with families and talking to my own kids, I've put together 6 ideas to be thinking about as parents that you can begin to apply in your home as you're building this idea of pursuing truth. And maybe let's talk about the first one, exploring and discussing truth as a family. Steve, what did you guys do as a family, just exploring truth? Did you guys have intentional discussions, just in general, truth with news, with God's word, with truth when somebody was being dishonest in the house? I mean, how did you guys do that, Steve?
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. I mean, early, yeah, we raised 6 kids, and we were married at 20 and 18. We were very young. And, you know, looking back, you know, having grandkids, I will tell you, it's like a second chance at doing it better. But for the most part, I worked and my wife, stayed home, and her full-time job was pouring into, kids, and we homeschooled. And we had discussions. It was older before we had, very mature, because I was maturing, yes, discussions. Yes. But and to this day, when I'm with my kids, we have great conversations. My kids range 26 to 40 now. And I would say, what we would quote unquote say a perfect situation is, you know, you're a mature Christian prepared to have those conversations with your kids. I'd say I wasn't. However, let me give encouragement to parents like myself who feel like, man, I missed. You know what? Parenting doesn't finish when they move out. But do continue to have those conversations. And if you're able, if you're equipped to have them, as a young parent, yeah, how important that is. And yeah, we did do some of that. We raised them in the truth. We raised them in the church. I think a big part of, understanding raising kids and pouring the truth into them is that their faith is theirs. And when I understood that, look, all you can do is share the truth in love with your kids or with anyone, then it's really the Spirit's job, who convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment, to make that stick, with them. Having those, exploring times and discussions, yeah, are critical.
They're critical, Steve. And, one of the things that I would say is a lot of times we just believe our thoughts just because we have the thought, and even our thoughts aren't necessarily true. They're based on perceptions and evaluations and assumptions. And so you can begin with that with your kids. Just because you have a thought at an early age, you can talk to them about this. Just because you have that thought, it doesn't make it true. And so you've got to explore what the truth is. Even though you think something or you feel something, it doesn't make it true. And that's such an important concept from an early age. And let's say with kids, if they're afraid of the dark, you say, what do you believe about the dark? Well, I could get hurt. Okay, well, let's explore that. Let's figure out, is that a true thought? Is that a true feeling? And you're in their experience of day-to-day life, exploring, what do you believe? Why do you believe it? How do you explore that? How did you land at that truth? And then what is your source of truth? Who do you trust and why? Why do you trust that person? And it's interesting to go through the Gospels with your kids. Parents, go through that and talk about the different perspectives brought through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Their different personalities, the way they interpreted Jesus' life, and the way they engaged with truth to the point of being willing to die for the cause of following Jesus when other people didn't really believe that. They were willing to drop everything and pursue Jesus because they had a discerning mind. And so exploring and discussing truth, our brain might think something is true. And in relationships, we might think something is true, like people are rejecting us or things like that. But really, the real estate that's up for grabs is the mind. And that's what I love, that 1 Peter 1, verse 13, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children. So part of this is instilling obedience in our kids, that there's a truth there. There's a promise for them that if they learn to have an obedient heart, there will be, God will be there with them in step as they learn to have that obedient heart.
And yeah, Steve, you know, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going.
Well, I was going to say, you know, and maybe we could find a scripture to go along with this, but something I regularly have gotten to, and it was part of raising the kids is actually as they were involved in a children's theater group, and the person who oversaw that would teach the kids because they're learning lines that they need to commit to memory, and practice makes. And all the kids, you know, the first time they said perfect, and she goes, well, not actually, some maybe. She says practice makes permanent. If you practice well, you're going to perform well. You know, when I was thinking back to what I was talking about in raising our kids, in spite of the fact, you know, we missed the mark in some areas, you know, overall we raised the kids, to love the Lord. And we even, you know, I think all parents probably to a certain extent feel how I feel, like, oh man, if I could do it over again. Doing your, doing what you can to raise the kids in the truth of the Lord, the Word of God is alive and active, cutting to bone and marrow, right? Yes. And in spite of our failings, we've seen some kids that are walking with the Lord strong, some, their walk, you know, is maybe not as strong, and some having real questions, about their faith, and which I think is normal. However, back to, the importance of, as a parent, you know, don't carry that weight of where they are in their faith. However, do continue to love them where they are, share the truth in love, and let the Spirit do what the Spirit's going to do. That's just become such a life lesson, for us. But again, as you're saying, I would strongly encourage, you know, our kids did Awana, where they're writing those scriptures on their heart. And some of the ones you've already mentioned. So it is powerful, and it is opportunity from the get-go to practice makes permanent, and to share the truth at an early age.
Oh, that's great. And when kids are engaging with truth, it's fun to see them engage with it, with their imagination. So let's say a chair. You tell them, hey, is it true that this is a chair? Yes. Can your imagination create it into a rocket? Yes. Does it make it a rocket? No. but your imagination can make it that, and you can picture it, and you can imagine it happening, but it's still a chair, and that's the truth of that, be sure that when you guys are talking about being truth tellers, that you celebrate that. Maybe you have a marble jar or something where you're keeping track of that and celebrating truth being a foundation to your home, that in everything we do, we're telling the truth. And as you do so, there's a trustworthiness that's built in the culture of your home. If there's constantly kind of white lies that they see you telling and you're modeling that, man, it's okay to kind of fudge the truth a bit and to tell lies, and they're seeing that in the home as part of the culture of that, then it begins to create for them as they enter the preteen teen years a questioning of what is trustworthy and what's not, especially with social media and so much not telling the truth. But another one that's key that I think is so hard is okay being different. And Charlie Kirk was okay with that. And others, if we see Paul in scripture, if we see Daniel in scripture, the courageous, they were able to be different at a young age. They were able to be known as weird, unusual, distinct. They know their identity as a child of Christ. And you can begin that conversation with your kids from a super early age, that they are in Christ, that they are masterpieces of God's creation, as it talks about in Ephesians 2:10. And even just all of Ephesians 1 through 3, you're talking about what it means to be in Christ, and help your kids acknowledge their insecurities. What does it feel like to feel weird, distinct, different, unusual? And what maybe read about people that gave their lives for the sake of their faith, and read that, the history of people that were willing to do that and how they stood out.
Yeah.
And within this, when you're building a humble heart, which is key.
Dr. Huerta, you have much more information points than I anticipate today. And if you could stay with us, I'd like to take a break and come back and cover, in full as much as you'd like, the rest of the points that and speaking to what you just talked about, being different. I will say this. I remember telling the kids, when they were younger, many people remember the movie Enchanted, with starring Amy Adams, a Disney film, where she played a Disney princess, who was in a cartoon world and fell down a well and ended up in the movie, it went to real life New York City. And she's walking around New York City, telling everyone that this isn't her home. She lives in this other land. So essentially she's an alien in this world. And that her prince is coming to get her, and as everyone's talking to her, they're patting her on the head, and I remember having conversations with kids about, you see how is she telling them the truth? Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm. Are they not, connecting? Are the people, do they think she's crazy? Yeah, they do. And what a great opportunity to take, culture at that time, and share with kids lessons like that on truth, and specifically in this area where, you are, this is not your home. You're growing, it is now, but your permanent home is elsewhere in heaven. And, with clinging to, trusting, and relying on the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's going to be your home. And that's why it seems weird, because you are standing on the truth, and there's no reason to change it, because the truth, is the truth. And you're going to get those looks, you're going to get those comments, and you can stand on it and know that in the end, you know the end of the story. So real good opportunity to share with your kids when it comes to that. And Dr. Danny Huerta is our guest from Focus on the Family. He's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth there. We're going to take a break and come back and touch on more of these points on how to raise our kids in the truth and prepare them to be adults that are prepared to do that as well. When we come back after this on ABQ Connect. In the midst of a conversation with Dr. Danny Huerta, Focus on the Family's Vice President of Parenting and Youth, and Dr. Huerta, you mentioned in our first segment some of the points you share with parents, and if you'd like to quickly review, and I was taking notes, I hope I didn't miss one, exploring and discussing being one, and another, talking to the kids about how it's okay to be different.
You're exploring and discussing what it means to have truth. What is truth? Yeah. And then the other one is okay being different. And a core ingredient to being different is humility. You're not being different out of needing to be better than other people. It's a difference out of love for people, for the world, for them, as a loving act to other people. And that is so, so hard. Kids have to be okay with the discomfort that comes from that. And so that leads me to the next point, which is practicing avoiding the temptation of the easy button. It's so easy now to press that easy button in today's culture, to go for whatever feels good, whatever makes you happy, whatever feels the easiest. I mean, now with kids looking at trying to do papers or writing things, like, oh, I used AI and it helped me craft this and that. And that's that easy button where they haven't learned to power through certain things. And so for our kids under that, you want to teach them, what does it mean to be persistent? How can they do something, maybe fail at it, or maybe they're not getting it initially, and you're going, man, you got it. I believe in you. And you're saying, man, yeah, come on, you can do this. And you're building in them this belief that I can power through it and it's worth it. Long hikes are fantastic for young kids where you're going a long way. They're going, oh, I want to turn back. You're going, no, we got it. We just a little bit more. Man, it's going to be so exciting when we finish. We get to the top, you take pictures, we have fun, you celebrate the top. And then on the way down, you celebrate the end of it. Persistence is one. The next one is courage. What does it mean to have courage? Whenever there's fear, it means that you don't get rid of fear, but you step towards it. You go, okay, let's explore it. Why am I afraid of that? And again, that's combined with that truth telling. Is my brain or my feeling, are those things telling me the right thing? And I'm going to explore that even though I feel afraid. And so that's courage, being able to step towards it instead of away from it. And then seeing adversity and failure is something that can bring gifts to us. Even though it's hard and it's difficult talking about it, you know, maybe there's something hard that's happening as a family. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a job loss, or maybe it's a death of somebody. Somebody has died in the family and all of a sudden there's an adversity there, and there's a time of coming together and allowing for grief to be there, allowing for sadness to be present, that's okay to feel the emotion of sadness. I mean, those are examples. Loyalty would be another one, being able to be loyal. That, you know, when you look at sports teams or other things, there isn't really much of a loyalty. It's you're just kind of chasing the money. And in other places, loyalty has gone down. And it seems to be refreshing for people when you see a loyal person. So point that out to your kids from an early age. What does that look like in a movie and in a show? Because that's part of what you're building in them character-wise to be people that stand for truth as they go into the teen years and young adult years.
And, you know, as you walk through those 4 points, you know, biblical lessons jump out, and probably our listeners are maybe yelling at the radio, you know, yeah, you could share. But, you know, I think avoiding the easy button, what a great opportunity to show how through our trials – they're not easy, but, you know, he will walk through them with us, through the storm. Courage, obviously, you know, it's easy to point out, you know, where God and Joshua, saying be strong and be courageous and share some of that truth with the kids. Seeing adversity, and failure. Scripture didn't jump out to me, although in business and managing, you know, a team over the years, I remember hearing the story of someone who had failed at work, lost the company $1 million, and goes in with his letter of resignation, and the boss says, "What are you doing? I just spent $1 million training you." And taking those storms and those adversities and learning from them. So when we are at work being an image bearer for Christ, at another time we can you know, go back and learn from those times, and then loyalty. You know, if God is so faithful to us, how easy should it be for us to be faithful and loyal to Him? And just great life lessons to bring our kids along as they're growing. And Dr. Danny Huerta, I know that you're regularly working with families and parents and youth in these areas. If someone is looking for a resource from Focus on the Family, focusonthefamily.com, other than, you know, getting to the site, is there a place specifically you would aim them?
Yeah, but the main one would be mykidsage.com. mykidsage.com. And that one, you're going to get age and stage content sent to you. You put the birth month and year of each of your kids, and it'll be sent to you, and you'll get to the what to expect, what to build, how to grow for that age of your child's development. Again, it'll be sent to your inbox, and you get a weekly e-newsletter with articles, videos, content. It's a great place to start. And one of the areas is spiritual growth. How can you encourage spiritual growth from 0 to 18 with your kids? MyKidsAge.com.
All right. Well, Danny Huerta, Dr. Danny Huerta, Focus on the Family's Vice President of Parenting and Youth, has been our guest. As always, Dr. Huerta, appreciate your time, your insight, and look forward to catching up with you again as we continue to together co-labor and learn from each other and jump into another topic again soon. Looking forward to it.
May God continue to strengthen you, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on it with you. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.